Right now, it's time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Ready, CLO?
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is from Alicia in Orlando. Alicia writes, my husband took my phone when he went out for a run. He said his phone died and he couldn't go out without a phone. He would absolutely die if I ever took his phone. How do I tell him that was foul without him thinking I'm hiding something?
He took your phone?
Well, why don't you just tell him that? If you're not hiding nothing, just say, hey, look, you can't take my phone. Get a portable charger. Do something. Charge your phone up for 20 minutes, then go run. You know, do that. Y'all got to communicate with your husband and wife. What is these conversations you can't have with your husband and wife, huh? Maybe I missed that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Take heels tomorrow, see what happens.
Man. Yeah.
Boy.
All right, moving on to Tracy in Charleston, who writes, I was on a date and my ex-husband came over to the table and introduced himself to my date as my ex, and he told the guy he better treat me right. My date told me that was our last date. How do I get my ex to leave me alone and move on? What?
Yeah, that dude say, hey, this our last date.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else rolling up on me.
Right.
Yeah. I'm out here weeding and here come your ex. Hey, what's up? I'm Charles.
Yeah. You better treat her right.
I'm her.
You didn't.
I'm her ex-husband.
Right. You're
obviously.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, man. You better treat her right. Okay.
Or
so that dude went, let me get on out of here before I get shot.
Right. This is our last date.
Because he's trying to figure out, but I'm telling you, on the dude's mind, he's trying to figure out a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Where he come from.
Right.
How he know we here.
Mm-hmm.
And what do he mean by you better treat him right? Are y'all still in touch with each other? If me and you get in an argument, will you go to him and then he come to me and now I got an altercation? I'm out. You ain't. I'm out. Yeah.
Are we at Charles' old spot? Y'all's old restaurant? We got to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because he's still coming up in. I see you still like, well, you still love that chicken they make over there, huh? Yeah. That ain't all he said, though. You know, this used to be our booth.
Wow. It's too much.
Oh, yeah. That dude said right there, he won. And you better treat her right.
Moving on to Robert in Manhattan. Robert writes, I was having sex with my wife, and she fell asleep. Her only defense was that she told me up front that she wasn't in the mood, but she did it for me. What's going on with my wife? Why
What's
would she
going
go
on
through
with you? What is she doing?
Say why would she go
do
through
with your
sex
wife
if she didn't want
this
to?
This ain't got nothing to do with your wife, homie.
Lee,
I can't tell you the little effect you are having when they go to sleep.
Yes.
Bruh, what?
Is she that tired?
Bro, you ain't doing nothing
at all.
Go ahead. I'm asleep. I told you I didn't want to. I just did it for you. But while you was doing it, I went to sleep.
Sorry.
Hey, bro, I'm going to just tell you, partner, you got to pick up your performance. You got to do better than that. You got to do something.
Yeah.
No way you're going to sleep. I'm the big guy. You're not going to sleep based off the noise I'm making. How the hell you going to go to sleep? All this hollering I'm in here doing.
Let me ask you this. Why did he not even consider that it could be him that made her fall asleep? His ego?
It's because, and wrote in.
This is
how disconnected he is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It can't possibly be me.
Right. No
it's
way
you
on earth. Yeah.
Because he wrote in, right?
Yeah. Robert in Manhattan.
Bruh.
He was proud of. She was asleep when he wrote
in Manhattan.
Yeah, Robert in Manhattan. It's a dude, for sure.
Yeah. He wrote this letter that night. He was so convinced. He got up, went in the bathroom, and then went down on his computer and said, man, I'm going to tell Steve on her. She just in here going to sleep and stuff. Sitting up in here sleeping while I'm in here doing my beer. Talking about, she ain't want to and all this here. and doing it for me harder. You ain't doing nothing.
Nope. All right,
you
last
the
one,
old
Steve.
Term, you ain't bust a grape.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
That applies.
Right. Last one, Steve. It's from Jared in Albuquerque. Jared writes, I'm going on a work trip in February, and my new girlfriend is worried because I met her on one of my work trips. I want to assure her that it was meant for us to meet, and I don't go out of my way to meet ladies. Is her insecurity a red flag?
No, dog, that's a valid point.
That's how you
that's
met
That's a
me.
Valid point. She know that's how y'all met. Mm-hmm. If you want to squash all this, take her.
Take her with you.
On a work trip, though?
Yeah. What the hell? You know, you got to, when he met her on the work trip, wasn't he off work?
So take his girlfriend on the work trip, and then she won't have to worry.
Yeah.
Be insecure about it.
Is this a red flag? Is she insecure? Bruh, that's how she met you. It's like if you marry, and then you cheat with your side chick, and then you get a divorce and y'all in a relationship. You don't think she thought about that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Man, women are so analytical.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think they ain't thought of it?
Calculated.
Women on top of their game, man.
Yeah, we got
you
time
know, they
for
get
that.
You know, sometimes they let their heart overrule what they know their mind is telling them. Sometimes they do that.
Yeah. Emotional.
Bruh, let me tell you something. Don't play with them. They not.
Just take her. Just buy the ticket.
I've tried everything with them. None of it works.
You lost. You sound defeated.
What did you try? What was one thing you tried that didn't work?
You know how many lies I've told? But which one you want?
Yeah. I don't know how many.
A lot of them have worked. But a lot of them,
all right,
didn't quite make the cut.
All right, CLO,
that's how
thank
you get
you.
Good at it. You got to keep practicing. You learn from your losses.
Oh goodness. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you learn
practice
from
makes
your losses.
Perfect.
All right, don't
coming
make
up,
perfect.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.